Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Bazan, B-A-Z-Z-O-N, 718-23, 513-71, Chief Complaint, UTI number 2, Dysuria number 3, History of Frequent Urination number 4, History of Urinary Tract Infection number 5, History of Renal Insufficiency number 6, History of Carotid Stenosis number 7, Hypertension requires evaluation of her kidney, next number, History of Palpitations. Our patient is a 53-year-old woman who does secretarial work. She's married 25 years. They just went to Hawaii for their anniversary. She has one child and three grandkids. She drinks very little. She doesn't smoke, period. She's had a lot of urinary tract infections in the past. She's seen the urologist, has had cystometry as well as avoiding cystogram to rule out any evidence of reflux, and has been put on ELLURA, which has been very effective for recurrent UTI, period. In paragraph, she does have hypertension and history of carotid stenosis in the past, period. In paragraph, recently she was placed on Ozempic, which has caused 30-pound weight loss, which she's quite excited about. Since she was pre-diabetic, she could not take metformin. As a matter of fact, metformin may have contributed to her renal insufficiency, period. In paragraph, recently her family physician put her on Etodolac, E-T-O, B-A-L-A-C for pain, 400 milligram. I told her not to take that, only take extra strength Tylenol because of her kidney issues, period. Allergy, none. COVID immunization, up to date, all three shots. Surgery, hysterectomy. Let's see. History of gallbladder surgery, knee surgery. Gastric what?
R-N-Y.
Okay. R-N-Y, yeah. Gastric roux bypass, R-O-U-X bypass, gallbladder surgery, hysterectomy, knee surgery in the past. Then medical problems, hypertension, renal insufficiency, restless leg syndrome, depression, anxiety, not suicidal, kidney renal insufficiency in the past. Medication, Ozempic, Etodolac, which is going to stop, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 2012 and a half, Celexa, B12, Zyrtec, Meropax, ELLURA for kidney health, and clonazepam, PRN. Mom died, CHF, diabetes, dad died, CHF, colon cancer. Somebody may have had colon cancer in the family, she can't remember. Mammogram, none. She has had a colonoscopy on the maintenance exam. Allergy, none. Exam, 199 pounds, 100%, 16, 74, 138 over 75, heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft mixture, of these skin shows no natural mucosa with that lesion. Your analysis shows nitrates and leukocytes, number one, UTI, number two, rosefenogram now, number three, with history of recurrent UTI, even though that's not the case now, we're going to get a culture and sensitivity of her urine. Next number, macrobit, 100 milligram BID. Next number, I looked at her kidneys under ultrasound, they look normal, no evidence of renal insufficiency. Next number, we looked at a gallbladder with history of prediabetes. No evidence of fatty liver was noted, especially since she's lost 30 pounds. Next number, carotid stenosis appears to be minor with family history stroke. Next number is leg pain and arm pain related to DJD, especially her knee where she received a Etodolac 4, but she's not going to take. And she has an appointment with the orthopedist for an MRI. Next number, no evidence of severe PVD noted. Next number is lymphadenopathy mild within the neck. Next one is renal insufficiency. Recent blood test by Dr. Stokes, S-T-O-K-E-S, shows that her kidney function has come back to normal. Next number, looked at her kidneys to also make sure renal vascular hypertension was not seen, and there's no evidence of it, period. She's had a hysterectomy. Ovaries may have been left behind, which I wasn't able to see today, but nevertheless, I don't see any evidence of tumors or masses present, period. Blood work is up to date. We'll order a mammogram for her. Colonoscopy is up to date, and we'll call it with a urine culture and sensitivity. Rosefenogram now. Thank you.